In the last week, the websites of several financial institutions, media outlets and telephone service providers in the Czech Republic have become the target of sophisticated and coordinated cyber attacks, while the attacks, believed to have come from abroad, have overwhelmed and briefly paralyzed the sites in question. They have reportedly not caused significant damage. Nevertheless, they've raised major concerns about the security of the Czech internet. Masha Walensky discussed the situation with Andrej Filip of CZ NIC, the body that oversees the Czech web.
We had a series of four attacks in 4 days last week from Monday to Thursday. Currently, the attacks that one of the banks was facing was an attack of completely different kind, so that's completely unrelated to those previous ones. The attacks from the last week, the motive is quite unclear, and also nobody really released any message or anything. The attacks from this week were made by a group called Security, and they really wanted to be visible. They really wanted to show that the sort of DOS attacks from the previous weeks are less important, that they can do a much better action.
And this attack this week, what do they want? Why are they doing this, especially in the wake of last week's attacks?
Yeah, I think it was a reaction. They wanted to show the people, look, those attacks from the last week were denial of service attacks. So they blocked some web pages, but no identity, no data were stolen. This week, they wanted to show that they can really go into some system, that they can modify some data, which is much more dangerous kind of attack. So the security group wanted to sort of use the media attention and have much better visibility than they would have in case that the attack would be made, for example, in some other time.
And the DDoS attacks, is it possible to trace where the attacks are coming from?
Yeah, sort of. We were able to trace that the core of the attack came outside of the Czech Republic. It came from a Russian internet service provider. And we are currently trying to communicate with the Russian partners to find out more, to find what was the real origin of the attack. It might be somewhere inside that network, but maybe, of course, somewhere else.
Do you know how big are the losses that the companies that were attacked have suffered?
Well, the losses from these attacks were really minimal. So the attackers were able to stop their services for a few hours, but really no data were stolen, nothing like that. So probably the major problem was that they were able to disable the online banking for some banks. And of course, the media picture of the Czech infrastructure, which was really seriously harmed, but there was no real impact, nothing we can really measure in terms of money.
Is it possible at all to preempt or prevent these kind of attacks, especially the DDoS attacks last week?
Generally speaking, it's not so easy. The probably easiest way how to prevent those attacks is to build much, much higher capacity to be able to absorb those attacks. But especially those attacks from the last week, we found out some patterns that we are able to use to increase the level of protection. And for example, the last day of the attacks on Thursday, some of the networks were able to eliminate the attack earlier before it really finished. So there are some techniques, some of them are very costly, some of them are, of course, easy. And the very basic rule is to increase the capacity of the web servers.
Is there a threat for the future? Is there a possibility of similar attacks on that scale?
I think yes. Honestly speaking, the scale of the attack was really not massive. So it was really a middle-sized attack. So we took a lot of lessons, and we are, of course, not preparing for the similar kind of attacks, but we are discussing possibilities how to defend much, much broader, much, much bigger attacks than this. And that's going to be a very serious topic of the next days.
That was Andrej Filip of CZ NIC, who was talking there to Masha Walensky.